This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, across America, and nationally syndicated by the Genesis Communications Network. We are heard around the world broadcasting, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too easy for me to say, and our 911 operators. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the candlestick makers, the maintenance janitorial workers, and everybody, thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Check us out on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. All right, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, we talked about the war games going on in the Straits of Hormuz, and I pointed out to you that there was a comment that was made by Iran, just kind of an off-wall second or third page comment that I found when I did a little search about Iran a few minutes ago to find out about your war games. And this was the second thing down underneath it. It says, Iran says Hezbollah, they will not abandon Hezbollah in Venezuela.
Okay.
Go with that. What's that mean?
Well, I mean, the biggest thing is, and I wrote about it, I don't know, probably 3 weeks ago now, that mm-hmm. Hezbollah is, in fact, in Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
And so with what Iran said is a confirmation of that. You know, we revealed it, and now Iran has confirmed that. So, I guess the question then becomes, is Maduro going to ask for more forces from Cuba, Bolivia, and, I mean, because he's actually closed off his country.
That's right.
He just closed off some more borders. So, I mean, he shut the place down. Nobody's leaving and nobody's coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just adding to the crisis here. So this cat doesn't look like he's leaving. And, you know, there's not even a discussion about, hey, here's the offer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you've already absconded with and whatever money you've already absconded with, moved to accounts offshore wherever they may be, keep it and just go away, or, you know, we don't necessarily know what is going on. But Elliot Abrams, who is leading the envoy for Venezuela,
right?
I think, you know, much like Zalmed Khalilzad is doing with his discussions with the Taliban, that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I would also say, watch very carefully Daniel Ortega in Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of interesting to mention Nicaragua the other day, and I thought, where did that come from? Well, mm-hmm. as it turns out, we have pretty much the same thing going on in Venezuela now in Nicaragua. In fact, Ortega said he would like to resume a dialogue
mm-hmm.
with opposition leaders, necessarily even calling for early elections in Nicaragua.
Mm-hmm.
Now, There have been major protests going on in Nicaragua, leaving 320 people dead and 600 people in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, we're in a full-blown meltdown here in a couple of situations where you've got countries like Brazil and Chile and Peru and Colombia that are feeling the brunt of all this. So I would say the Organization for American States, along with the United States and Canada and some in Europe, are beginning to recognize that we have as much, well, I shouldn't say as much, but we have stupidness going on in our hemisphere now as we have had in the Middle East. So it's not as bad.
Yeah.
It's causing a crisis.
And there are all kinds of reasons possible for why that could be happening. But the big thing is Maduro has refused to let any aid come into Venezuela from any foreign country. Aids from the U.S. and our allies have been totally blockaded. Now, are they going to go to the United Nations about this? Because he could be charged in front of, what, the World Court for Crimes Against Humanity for starving his people.
Well, it's two separate entities, but yes.
Mm-hmm. Are they going to play politics for this, or are they just going to go
in
there?
Well, they already are. And going before the World Court is like, you might as well be having the whole thing being led by, Captain Green Jeans here,
Oh, Mr. Green Jeans, you mean that guy, yeah, okay.
Yeah, him. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, there's never a consequence. I mean, there wasn't a consequence for Bashar al-Assad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what he did is, is worse, but he's still, enjoying going to Disney.
Well, it appears there's going to be some sort of shutdown because even this Juan Guaido, the interim president, according to the Constitution of Venezuela's National Assembly, is stating that he has promised to deliver the aid across his country's border with Colombia on Saturday, tomorrow, February 23rd. They are going to make an attempt. And depending on what happens when they try to make that attempt, we could see a real mess develop very quickly down there.
That's right. Things can go sideways pretty quickly. It's an ugly world out there. It's just an ugly world. I mean, you've got Putin out there that says, hey, to the United States, they're ready for another Cuban Missile Crisis if you want one. And he's repeated that several times.
Mm-hmm.
So things are I wouldn't want to be at the State Department right about now.
No, I wouldn't want to be at the State Department. Then again, I'm sure the military planners are extremely busy doing whatever it is they're going to do because we're up to our eyeballs on alligators when it comes to all this. And hold that thought because we'll talk a little bit more about that before we change the subject when we come back. Because what are our military planners doing over here at CENTCOM and at SOCOM? I've got a little bit of a thought on that one that I'll run by Denise. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
If you suck and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You are, and this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, what do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting, because they know the legal system doesn't always get it right, and defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So you can carry with confidence knowing that you've got life-saving training and education on your side, because when you become a USCCA member, you will not only get all kinds of free training and the magazine, Concealed Carry Magazine, award-winning, I might add, and all the different discounts that come along every month in the magazine, but you'll get $474 worth of free stuff just for joining. And you'll have an opportunity to sign up for their free Gun of Day giveaway, too. Now, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that big USCCA logo that's right there. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And click on the USCCA logo. All right, Denise Simon, Founders Code, is back with us. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Close up this Venezuelan stuff. Will there be, and, you know, and I just had a question here, so let me get to this one. This is from Danny. Danny's in, he says, I'm in Brevard County, Florida, and we just had a moonshot last night out of here, Israeli package going up, which we will talk about, Danny, in a little bit. But his question is not that. His question is, will there be a naval blockade similar to Cuba with Venezuela?
I'm sure that's part of pencil to paper for what things could happen. I mean, I wouldn't dismiss it. I don't know that it'll quite get to that. But, you know, we don't know what Iran, we don't know what Russia, and we don't know what China's influence is on Maduro right now. In fact, interestingly, China comes out and says humanitarian aid should not be forced into Venezuela. What?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm. I know.
The Chinese foreign ministry said today already that Beijing is opposed to a military intervention in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Maduro threatened to close the border with Colombia. We've got 80 lawmakers that are, you know, looking at these blockades, these roadblocks. I don't know. It's getting close to a head here, isn't it?
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate for a minute because I told everybody I had a thought about this. I was going to run by you. I believe that, and I do know this, I just don't know their location, nor am I supposed to know, that there are two amphibious assault groups not very far away from Venezuela. Where they're at, we don't know for sure, but we're talking about maybe 6,000 Marines, a couple of expeditionary units, to at the very least, if nothing else, and several ships associated with that. I would believe that SOCOM has already drawn up the plans. Has already drawn up the plans for what we do in the event that something goes way haywire down there to, number one, get our diplomats out of Caracas safely, because they're still there, and number two, to do whatever it takes to stop any attack on any government, anything that our people are involved in, whether it's business or the caravan coming in, bringing the extra supplies or anything like that.
Well, I have no reason to dispute that, but I have also no information to confirm it either.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how many Western diplomats, let's put it that way, because mm-hmm. we know that Canada's not going to do anything, but they've got diplomats there,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you know, and any other allied countries may have diplomats. We got our non-essential people out of there, but mm-hmm. we kind of took a firm stance that we're not going to remove our people in key roles in Venezuela. So
yep.
With that, you have to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And the home country is actually supposed to provide that protection. Well, obviously, Maduro is not going to do that.
No.
Nope. So we have to, you know, fill the gap. So,
and we did send some extra Marines early on to the U.S. Embassy to beef up security there. We did do that. I do know that.
So, I mean, we, you know, it would stand to reason that we are taking, you know, some proactive measures, but what those are, there's no way for me to know. And interestingly enough, that question has really not been posed in any kind of discussions that we've seen reported in any kind of media.
Mm-hmm. But I bet it's being discussed behind closed doors.
No doubt.
Yeah. Now, you posted an article yesterday. El Chapo, of course, is in the middle of his big debacle, the Juan Guzman, the senior El Chapo. But I believe two of his sons were found guilty of peddling dope. And
not yet. From 2008 to 2018, they've been charged. They haven't been found guilty. It was a conspiracy to distribute cocaine and methamphetamines and marijuana into the United States. Now, this charge was actually unsealed last week.
Uh-huh.
So we don't know where these two cats are, but nonetheless, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Homeland Security Investigation Unit has been part of this, including the Organized Crime Drug Enforcement Task Force. They've partnered together. And we've got money laundering and, you know, other kinds of laundering organizations and enterprises. So these are, it's merely an allegation here at this point. I don't know where these guys are, if they're going to be charged or tried in absentia. I have no idea. But most of this is coming out of the Arizona field office.
Mm-hmm. Now, we should also mention, because Danny over there in Brevard County told us, you know, about the space launch last night, and he happened to see that. So, Danny, now we're going to talk about the fact that SpaceX did last night launch a satellite, and it was an Israeli satellite. The first lunar lander went up in the air last night.
All right.
So, hooray for Israel.
Okay.
Well, they're going to the moon, right?
Yeah. We shall see. I think there's also something to do with Indonesia, too. So where that fits in and how this all is happening, I don't know. But, they're testing a, I think there's a satellite, an Indonesian satellite, but they're testing some spacecraft. So,
Now,
Falcon 9.
Now, a reporter, let's see, what is this guy here? Stephen Camarota, the research director for the Center for Immigration Studies, yesterday said that 500,000 new people settle illegally in the United States each year, making the numbers roughly equivalent to the population of the city of Atlanta.
Of Atlanta. I heard that part of that, most of that interview.
So my question is, I would have thought it would have been more than that.
Well, what he's doing is combining those that are coming across the southern border and those that are coming into the United States under visa overstay. And we, you know, a lot of this is that he produced is really a mathematical problem here that he's looked at. And you know, if it's 500,000 every year for whatever number of years, it kind of, I would say, validates the report that came out late last year between, who was it, MIT and Yale, saying that there's, you know, up to 25 million illegals here in the United States. So the big question then becomes, as the Democrats are fighting Trump on all of this, you know, this is an invasion. You got a 500,000 people a year
overstaying their visas
and coming across that southern border. It's those two components.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that into itself, I mean, look what is happening in Europe with the Syrian refugees.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't handle the that burden. Well, how are we supposed to?
I don't know. Tell me. We'll both
I don't know. You know, year after year after year. I mean, we can't take everybody. You know, I've often been real sarcastic. Said, well, look, why don't we just buy Honduras and be over with? You know.
All righty. Well, here comes the music. We will talk to you on a weekend show. So you have yourself a great day.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Check out all her great articles over there. Find out what it is she posts. And I'll be coming right back with our next Military and Veterans News segment.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Police say Jesse Smollett staged the attack to promote his career. The actor arrested and then released on bond after investigators say he pulls the stunt, paying off two brothers to buy rope and red hats in Chicago. The actor charged with felony disorderly conduct. Prosecutors say he misled authorities and said his attackers were white and gave them $100 to buy red hats and ski masks. To politics in 2020 now, California Senator Democrat Kamala Harris, who's running for president, admitting on the New York Breakfast Club radio show she smoked pot. Now her father, Donald Harris, telling Jamaica Global Online in a statement he's unhappy about it and says our family wants to disassociate ourselves from this travesty. Harris telling the radio show, I did inhale. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our Military and Veterans News is always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to better serve you across the United States. And if you're in one of those dead-end, go-nowhere jobs with no chance for the future of pay raise or promotion, then listen up, and here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, guys, ladies and gals, and those of you getting out of the military too, veterans, as well as folks coming out of high school, and maybe you're coming out of another Voltec school and you decided, hey, maybe this isn't what I want to do, I got a great idea for you. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston, and they're enlarging the size of the facility. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. But in both cases, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. This is a field where a lot of people are needed right now for a secure job future. Now, don't let AOC scare you about we're going to get rid of airplanes. It ain't never going to happen. So check them out online at NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. Again, their phone number is 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Tell them you want to take the tour. The captain told you to take the tour. So there you go. Keep that one in mind. Now, the new VA appeals process, the law that was signed into effect back last year, August 23rd, 2017, the Veterans Appeals Improvement and Modernization Act, went into fruition this week. At the ceremony this week at the VA headquarters in Washington, D.C., the Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Robert Wilkie officially implemented the VA's new appeals process, which is commonly now called the Appeals Modernization Act, AMA. Now, there's three things you need to know. The new law is designed to modernize the current system and provide earlier claim resolution per the VA. Now, it requires improved beneficiary notification of VA decisions and offers three review options for beneficiaries who disagree with those decisions. So here are those options. Number one, a high-level review that sends the claim to a senior claims adjudicator with no new evidence allowed. The reviewer can overturn the original ruling based on his or her opinion and based on a clear and unmistakable error. Number two, a supplemental claim that lets the veteran submit new, relevant evidence to support the appeal. And number three, an appeal to the board, which gives the veteran the chance to appeal directly to the Board of Veterans Appeals, either via direct review, no new evidence or hearing, just a new look at the claim, or by submitting new evidence without requesting a hearing, or by requesting a full hearing with new evidence and the chance to testify before a veterans law judge. Now, under the new system, VA officials anticipate an uptick in appeals directly to the board, but not a significant one. And the report is that the board is ready to handle that. So that's the change there when it comes to appeals. And I believe it's going to be a good one. I think it'll help the veterans quite a bit with a lot of the problems they've been having, instead of being stonewalled at so many different turns. Now, as veterans age, approximately 80% will develop the need for some sort of long-term services and support, including possibly staying at a VA nursing home. Now, the aging of the veteran population has been more rapid, represents a greater proportion of the VA patient population than in other healthcare systems. Obviously, we've gone from World War II to Korea, now to Vietnam, and some of the first Iraq-Afghan war vets being included in this. And by law, VA officials must provide nursing home care for veterans with service-connected disabilities rated at 70% or more. Now, the department currently maintains 156 state homes across all 50 states. But a study by the USA Today and the Boston Globe last fall found that about two-thirds of these facilities scored worse than private sector nursing homes in a series of quality indicators last year. And that's not a good sign. That's not a good sign. By the way, did you hear the answer to the question, which military branch best prepares its troops to separate? It's the Army. The Army, in a national survey that was done via Military Times. And a lot of the military training these days has been helping our veterans, especially when it comes to launching new businesses. Remember, a lot of businesses will say, we support veterans, or veteran-owned business, or we are members of such-and-such a veterans organization, whatever. Try to look for that when you get out and about and you're looking for stuff. It's important that you support our nation's veterans that are in business. Because that's what makes America go, in my humble opinion. Now, also, a number of veterans groups, the VFW, the American Legion, AMVETS, and others, have asked the VA secretary to keep GI benefits out of the hands of predatory colleges that are just trying to suck in money by whatever means they can. And, again, there are some colleges that are out there in the past that are no longer accredited by the military. You won't hear them being mentioned in the military ads anymore. When they do those ads, you hear about the colleges that are out and about. Because they've created a problem with some of the people that got the loans to go there, went into school, and then found out that they still either owed money or maybe they decided they weren't going to finish school. They were going to take their benefits and go somewhere else. But, oh, my goodness, that darned old college got all the money to begin with and they didn't have any left. Yep, that's happened a number of times to some really good folks, our American veterans. So got to keep your eyes open and remember there are some shady places out there that like to do bad things to good people. And look before you sign the dotted line is my word of thought there on that one. Look before you sign the dotted line. All right, coming up on our next segment here, and I'm going to be talking about this group that's coming here. The CARE group is having a local chapter is having a fundraising event here, and they've invited some people to speak, and one of them is a congresswoman out of Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, who will be here Saturday. It's something that she's doing around the country for CARE, who, by the way, is paying her quite handsomely to do what she's doing. And it's not something she's just doing here. She's doing it all around the country. And there's going to be a counter-peaceful protest called Stand with Israel, a rally, that I'll be telling you about here in the next segment. And again, the Hillsborough County, the Republican Party of Hillsborough County got behind this, along with some other patriotic groups, including the Tampa Trump Club. And they're going to have quite a contingent there Saturday, 4:30 p.m. In the West Shore Mall, right there by Dillard's, which is at 2223 Northwest Shore Boulevard, Tampa. Going to be something interesting. Wear your red, white, and blue. Bring your American flags. Bring your Israeli flags. Stand up for America. And let this individual know, who likes to be very anti-Semitic, that she's in the United States of America, Tampa, Florida, USA. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, it's time to go boating. And for those of you folks that are down here on vacation, perfect time of the year right now to hop on a boat. Gorgeous weather. Onshore, offshore. Because today, Friday, it's going to be partly cloudy. There will be some sea fog early on, some patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it'll be mostly sunny today with a high near 85 degrees. The winds will start out light and variable, becoming south-southeast at around 7 to 10 miles per hour this afternoon. We'll have seas at 2 to 3 feet with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature now up to 72. The bay water temperature up to 74. Water's warming up. We had our high tide at 3:31 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 10:06 a.m. And it's going to be just a gorgeous day, a gorgeous weekend. 85 on Saturday. Very little chance of rain. Saturday night, 20% chance, maybe, after 8 p.m. Sunday, 10% chance of showers, high near 80. Monday, partly sunny, high near 76, a little bit cooler, but it still could inland be up near 80. 30% chance of showers Monday night. Just the weather is just typical Florida showcase-type weather. Now, the Freedom Boat Club always brings you our beach and boating forecast, and the Freedom Boat Club is a national organization of 168 locations, franchises across the country. in a lot of places where you might not have known they're at, and you might have lived there for years, but because you either aren't on a boat or you own your own boat, you forgot about this sort of operation, which is the fact that you don't need to own a boat to enjoy a boat. You can join the Freedom Boat Club. Now, they've got three different plans. First of all, they've got the seasonal plan, which is just a basic option. You pay for the time that you're here, whether you're in Florida, you're in Georgia, you're in California, you're in Alabama, Texas, wherever you're at, you pay for the time that you're there, so much a month, for 2 or 3 months or whatever it is that you're there. You don't get reciprocity anywhere else because it's not something you travel with. It's strictly a seasonal thing. But if you want to be in the system and be able to use that reciprocity anywhere within the 168 dealership, franchise locations, then you can join either the economy plan, the one that I'm in, which is the 5-day-a-week plan, Monday through Friday, with unlimited weekday usage at all the locations that are located here at the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club franchise area, which is right here, Tampa, Florida, 19 locations, over 300 boats. You and another member of your household can enjoy going out on the water anytime you want. Just give them a call Monday through Friday. By the way, $1,000 off their one-time entry fee. And if you happen to be active duty military or a military veteran or a first responder, active or retired, or you're in the medical profession, you work in a doctor's office, a hospital, you're a nurse, you're a doctor, you're a nurse practitioner, you're a nurse's aide, you work as an orderly, whatever. If you're in the medical profession, guess what? Another $500 on the $1,000, total of $1,500 off your one-time entry fee. And you can also add other partners into the plan, splitting the one-time entry fee, making it a lot more affordable. Then they have the standard plan, which is a 7-day-a-week, Monday through Sunday. You name it, it's got it. All the bells and whistles. First month of member dues are free. Unlimited 7-day usage at any of their locations here for you and a member of your household. 4 rolling reservations at any time. Reciprocity, yep, anywhere in the system, 178 franchises. And again, the same 1,000 plus 500 if you qualify for the extra 500 discount off your one-time entry fee. And, of course, you can always add partners by splitting the one-time entry fee. And there you go. So, that's the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Their phone number is 855-FREEDOM. Their national number, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. For more information, their website, freedomboatclubtampabay.com. I belong, and I think you should too. It's a really good thing. Now, coming up Saturday, like-minded patriots are encouraged to come to the Stand with Israel rally being held at the West Shore Mall near Dillard's, February 23rd, 2019. That's tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Location is 2223 Northwest Shore Boulevard in Tampa. Wear your Trump shirts, wear your MAGA hats, bring American flags, bring your Trump flags, bring your Israeli flags. Stand with the Jewish people, because the anti-Semite Minnesota Congresswoman Ilhan Omar will be speaking in Tampa on Saturday. And we, the people in Tampa, Florida, want to show our support for Israel and America with our We Stand With Israel rally. Now, the Republican Party of Hillsborough County, as well as the Tampa Trump Club, as well as the different 9-12 groups in here, and other patriotic groups are all behind this effort. No one is going to condone words, actions, or anything that the Congresswoman Ilhan Omar stands for. It'll be a peaceful rally supporting Israel and that of our Jewish friends. It'll be respectful. There'll be no signs with any graffiti or any foul stuff on it allowed. But you can come, bring an American flag, wave, holler, God bless America, all you want, sing the national anthem, whatever you want to do, right there, West Shore Mall, near Dillard's, 4:30 p.m. We're expecting a big crowd to be there because the congresswoman from Minnesota is going to be speaking at a fundraiser tomorrow night here in the Tampa area. And that should be an interesting little event. That should be an interesting little event. Okay, Bernie Sanders, Why is he even running, right? Okay, well, according to a Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks, Bernie should not even be allowed to run in the Democratic primary, and here's his reasoning why.
Let me get you on two other quick things before we're out of time. That is, of course, 2020, because it's never too early to talk 2020. As you know, Senator Bernie Sanders entered the race. An independent, who is a self-described Democratic socialist, raised $6 million almost in the first 24 hours. Here's what a new Politico op-ed writes about him. Editor of the National Review, Rich Lowry, writes, quote, among the flaws on Sanders' resume for many progressives is one that he can do nothing about, that he's white, male, and old, and an old one. Sanders is burdened by his utter lack of intersectionality. Do you agree? And if so, is that also true for Vice President Joe Biden if he jumps in?
Look, the difference for me is Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. So I don't understand why Bernie Sanders, who does not want to become a member of the Democratic Party.
He vowed he would run and if he wins, rule, you know, reside as a Democrat.
Run as a Democrat. We've asked him on a continuous basis. If, in fact, you want to be the Democratic nominee, you should be a Democrat. If you're not a Democrat, you should not run. He should run as an independent. He's not a Democrat. So to me, I wouldn't allow a Republican to run as a Democrat or for the Democratic nominee.
You don't think he should be allowed to run in the Democratic Party?
I don't think he should be a Democrat. I think that he should say if he wants to be a Democrat, he should register in the Democratic Party. And then you can talk about running and to be my representative. Mm-hmm. I want a Democrat to be my representative as president of the United States,
well,
to be my nominee.
He's doing it, and he raised a whole lot of money.
We'll see what happens.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
It's nice to have you.
I don't disagree at all with what Congressman Meeks said there. Bernie Sanders is not a Democrat. He votes with the Democrats. He's an independent. Or an NPA, as the case may be, no party affiliation. He is not a Democrat. So why in the hell would you allow him to run in the Democratic primary? Think about that. He's an independent. Force him to become a Democrat. Hey, Bernie, if you want to run in the Democratic primary, you got to be a member of the Democratic Party. You still got time to do it. Because the rules are pretty strict. If you're an independent, you can't run in the Republican primary. If you're a Democrat, you can't run in the Republican primary. Right? They're pretty strict. So why should he, the independent that he is, be allowed to run in a Democratic primary under the assumption that, well, rules the Democrat? Really? No. Adapt, improvise, overcome, and assimilate right now, Bernie. Get in the program. And by the way, I'll bring that up to Frank Salvato when he comes on. I'm sure he's going to love that. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We are broadcasting all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. And hello, Denver! Nice to hear from you folks out there tonight. 710 KNUS and the truckers that have been commenting about the snow west of Denver tonight. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.